What bearing will this have on the case? I don't know, but it looks like a middleman in the O.J. Simpson memorabilia robbery case, Thomas Riccio, was paid $210,000 by media outlets before he gave police his recordings from the alleged armed robbery in a Las Vegas hotel room. That brings up the whole story again as far as media credibility. Police find out after the fact that media had already paid $210,000. A crime had been committed, but the witness decided he would sell his evidence to the media. Now, the media has a right to broadcast this. The people have a right to hear it. But do people like Thomas Riccio have a right to sell it before they give it to the police? If you are a witness to a crime and you have evidence, ethics say that you should give it to the police. Do your duty. Do your duty as a citizen. But with today's big markets, the 24-hour news cycle and cable news outlets, that people are trying to make a buck, even on the juice. We shall see what happens with the juice if he gets squeezed into a jail cell in the near future. But Mr. Riccio is $210,000 richer, and I think that's just wrong. My name is Dana Presser, and that's today's commentary.